All right. So let's back up just a little bit to last week. So people brought lots and lots of people to be healed by Jesus. 5,000 or more. That's a lot of people. He touched them and he taught them. And when it was time for a meal, the disciples wanted Jesus to send people away. But Jesus said, feed them yourselves. So if you were in that crowd and Jesus said, you feed these 5,000 people, I'm imagining you would be saying, what? How are we going to do that, right? So they only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus said, bring them to me. And he blessed the food, and they started distributing it. And there was enough for everybody with 12 baskets left over. So that's a pretty big miracle. But the main thing is, Jesus gave the bread and the fish to the disciples and said, you distribute it. So he was wanting to teach them that there could be enough, to teach them to do it. So Jesus was tired after that long day and sent the disciples off in the boat. And you can imagine what the boat looked like. It was a boat that they row. And he went up in the mountains to pray. And anytime we hear up the mountain in our Bible stories, that means time with God, to listen and rest and be restored. So meanwhile, the winds came up and the boat was rocking. Have you ever been in a boat that's rocking? No? Have you been in a boat before? Yeah? Yeah? How about you guys? Have you not when the wind came up? No? Not a big wind? Lincoln, you're looking like maybe there's a big wind? So Jesus became aware of that, and he walked on the water, on top of the water, to help them and to teach them. So you could imagine how you would feel if you saw somebody walking on the top of the water, and it's night, and you're scared anyway, and you're going to go, what? What's going on? And it's a ghost. And Jesus said, it's I. So in other parts of the scripture, Jesus says, I am. And that's, I am God, I am the Son of God. So Peter says, I want to learn to do what Jesus is doing. So can you imagine this? So the waves are rocking and the wind is blowing and Jesus is hanging out, you know, on the water. And Peter says, I want to do that. Do you think you'd say that? Yeah? You think you would, Hannah? Yeah? How about you, Liza? You think you would? Lincoln. No. Okay. So some of you would, some of you wouldn't. And you say, I want to learn to do that. And Jesus says, come. And he puts out his hand. So Peter, as long as Peter's looking at Jesus, he's doing fine. He's walking on the water too. But then when he starts getting freaked out by the waves, then he starts to sink. And Jesus reaches out his hand, and they get back in the boat, and we're into the boat. And he says, why did you doubt? And so Jesus climbs in the boat with the others and the sea calms down. So we can imagine that story, right, in our mind's eye. So what does it mean to us? So I think what it means to us is that Jesus is our invisible companion and teacher too. So we're probably not going to see him walking up the aisle. We're probably not going to see him in the playground. We're probably not going to see him at a swim meet. We're probably not going to see him. But he is our teacher. So I invite you to think about some situation that frustrates, upsets, or scares you. And I'm going to ask you to share that in a minute. So something that frustrates you, scares you, upsets you. And then I'd like you to think about something that you are learning. Okay, so 2 things. So mine is when things... there's too much to do, then I get afraid that I won't get it done. So that's my frustration or my scared part. And something I'm learning is gardening. Lincoln, will you pass it down? There you go.
Oh, there we go. I don't know. I think that my frustration would be also when there's a lot to do, but maybe with the due date, when you have to get it done by a certain date.
Okay, a deadline. Yeah.
A deadline, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that something I'm learning is how to take control of that, and how to organize that.
Okay, thank you.
Something that scares me is probably being alone in a big area with people that I don't know. And then something that I'm learning, probably how to try and control my fear of that.
Okay.
Or trying to think that other people might be in the same place or something.
Thank you.
Something that upsets me is that when mom tells me to do something and I don't do it the first time, and what I'm learning is that not to make her upset is to do something and do it the first time I'm told to.
Okay, thank you.
What I'm afraid of when Leah always beats me too, so.
Leah what?
Leah always beats mean to me. She takes my toothbrush all
the time. Okay. Frustration with Leah, okay. And something you're learning?
I'm learning times.
Times table? Yeah, very cool. All right. So most of our upsetting situations aren't dangerous. So Jesus invites us, kind of like when you learn to cross a street, to stop, look, and then go. He wants to teach us that. So right now, let's stop. And just take easy breaths, everybody. And we're going to listen, and we're going to look, and we're going to feel. So I want you to listen and see what you hear. And you, the microphone can get past if you hear. Tell me what you hear. Anybody hear anything? Marianne. The fans. What else do you hear?
I hear cars.
Cars, yeah. That might have been a motorcycle. Anything else you're hearing? Are you hearing voices in your head? All of us have voices in our head. Okay, now I want you to take a minute and look. I want you to look straight ahead and notice what you see on the sides and what you see in front of you. And just be right here, right now. Now I want you to feel. Feel like your shoes, your foot in your shoes. Feel where your skin touches your clothes. Feel your emotions right now. And now I want you to feel and see and hear the silence and the space and the stillness. So that's the first step in all of your situations, from where you're frustrated to where you want to be, is stop. Look. Know where you are. Know what's real. Know what's right in front of you. So even if you're furious and you're working on a problem and you want to throw your pencil down, stop and look around, listen, feel, and breathe just a couple minutes. And then notice that silence, because that's where God lives. That's where the invisible Jesus is in that silence. And that silence is here all the time. I can punch it, I can scream, I can do whatever, but the silence is here all the time behind it. And that's where God is, I am. So Jesus is always with us, and he wants to teach us to be like him and to do what he does. So when I was talking about imagining walking on the water, I really don't want you to try that particularly, but Jesus is showing us how to rise above the storm. So, for instance, with Lincoln with swimming, or Liza with gymnastics, or with soccer, or with anybody who does art, have you ever been in a spot where everything else disappears and you're only doing the thing you're doing? So you're only swimming, you're only focused on the beam, you're only focused on that ball, You're only focused on this crayon. You're so focused that that's all you see. And that's where Jesus is in that moment with no distractions, being right here, right now. So as each of you look at those frustrating situations, if you take a moment to breathe, God is in the breath. If you take a moment to look and see where you are, and then notice the silence behind that, God is there too. And then you'll get an insight, or you'll get courage, or you get what you need to make a good decision, and then you go. So first you stop, then you look, and then you go. So that's how spirituality works. It's an everyday thing. And I invite all of us to practice that when you're not frustrated. I don't know if you ever have moments when you're not frustrated, but if you practice that like over breakfast, and then you practice it again sometime during the day, then when the frustrating time comes, you'll remember, I need to stop before I hit my sister. I need to look, and then I need to do something different. So it's a process. So when we look at that very scary situation that Jesus was in with Peter, it isn't so scary when we stop. So could people just hang out in the boat and wait for Jesus to calm the storm? Yes. But Jesus invites us to a learning moment because he doesn't want us to have to rely on him every moment. He wants us to learn some things ourselves. So if we learn to stop and connect with that space of silence, then we'll know what to do and we'll have the courage to do it. Questions? No? Does it make any sense? A tiny bit, yeah. So it's more than stress management, because what you're wanting to do is connect with God. To connect with Jesus who's holding out his hand to you, though invisibly, and you'll take his hand. So there's a very, 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 very old song that's on your little slip of paper that you guys don't have with you now. So thank you for being here, and you can go back to your chair. Greg's going to remind us of this very, very, very old song so that it gets stuck in your head.
So Mother Kay will tell me how many times we're doing this.
A million.
Okay. Right, a million. I hope you brought sleeping bags. So. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Water, put your hand in the hand of man, calm the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Come on now. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man calm the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. And then you gotta go.
I want that little song to jump into your head when you're frustrated or you're scared and you don't know what to do. Put your hand in the hand of Jesus. Take a minute to stop, look, and go. Jesus' presence is always here, and the Holy Spirit waits for us to invite this hand to accompany us and to guide us and to lead us. So this is very practical, not something just imaginary. And the next time you want to walk on water, let me know and I'll come and watch. All right. So Mr. Lincoln is gonna lead us in the prayers of the faithful. And will you walk that mic?